carriage, popped me up with pillows, and took me home. And she nursed me at home. Now they'd have to have ambulance and all those things, but I got on.
I can't take to live this day.
And I remember that my Aunt Nellie had never seen me, and she came down just as I was out of bed and I was learning to walk again. And the first thing she said when she came in the front door, she says, "Well, I did get here in time to watch you learn to walk."
Thank you. Oh, gracious.
Oh, dear.
Right, were there any games played with marbles? Since
we're still the boys played marbles. I never did play marbles very much. My stepsister did, but I didn't. I was always kind of a busy housewife myself.
Did you did you play jacks?
Yeah, the little kids did.
Did you?
I didn't. My mother died when I was 11, and I cooked and kept house and did things in the home too much. And when I did any, it was playing out of doors actively, and or I would do embroidery or sewing.
In those days, your mother or aunt saw to it that you knew how to embroider, crochet, or do anything else.
And
like
so,
that.
And.
The children don't even seem to be interested in it. I mean, they don't want to learn. You do it.
My own mother died when I was 11, and she had already taught me to crochet enough that I was interested in it and tried to pick out patterns, which I did many of them. And then I practiced on the piano for a while, but I found out I was no musician, and there was just no sense in daddy spending this money. I just am not musical. I like it, but I don't play it.
Well, speaking of music, you said you liked it. What kind of music did you like at the prior to radio and then after radio and then with records and things? I mean, what types, not particular
people?
Well,
I like ballads and melodies and good, clean, pretty music, but I hate this rock music.
Didn't you like
it's fire. I want to get it out.
Well, it's lost its melody and it's gone to raucous.
Yeah, it's just a raucous noise almost whenever they get loud.
Okay, and
once they said they made records to quiet you or to affect you physically by your nerves or such, and that's true. They can make records that'll quiet you and put you to sleep, or they'll make records that'll inspire you to get up, get energy going. But this day and time, I think it's all energy. They're trying to get you to get in a whirl.
I heard them say on TV just this week that the rock music was dying out now that people were so tired of it, and they were now coming back in with melodies.
Well,
and I hope they do, because
they are. Anderson said that on Don's program yesterday, and she was singing on his program yesterday, and she sang beautifully.
For the, when your folks had, what kind of parties were being had at the time? What type of people get together?
I think they call them parlor parties or yard parties. You either dressed to come to an indoor party and played games of, a lot of the games then were naming. I mean, they would have questions and you'd have to guess what they were and so forth out there, paper and pencil games, or they would be regular little parlor games. Or we'd get out in the yard and play hide and seek and different other games around. We had fun, tore our dresses off just the same as if we were playing.
Wouldn't have been a party if you had.
I know one time we went to Valor Prouds for a party, and it was supposed to be a parlor party indoors, and instead we decided they got tired of that and they let us go out in the yard and play, and so we were running around the house, and my mother had just handmade me a lovely little white dress that I had worn. And when it was time to go home, I hated to go home because I'd torn it on a water pipe that was out of water. So I waited until it was just about dark.